The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
About 100 years after the first factory puffed out plumes of smoke, William Morris, the poet and textile designer, sat with a pen and paper dreaming about the ideal factory for Victorian England. In his 1884 essay, A Factory As It Might Be, he espoused that a factory should stand in gardens as beautiful as those of Alcinous. They should be beautiful as well as profitable. Most of his contemporaries, getting rich off the back of those workers, were piling money into their country estates, where birdsong washed out any taint of industrial bustle. Today, working conditions may be more comfortable, but are no less demanding. People complain about a lack of work-life balance. No time for slicing the spade in or watering the roses. We are more industrious than the bees. We evolved to hunt and gather, to be out in nature. We have circadian rhythms. The blue wavelength of daylight pings a receptor at the back of the eye that triggers serotonin release. That's the neurotransmitter known as the happy hormone, but it's also the get up and go hormone. It's a bugle call to the brain to get up out of the cave. Later in the day, we enter the pink-red wavelength where dusk encroaches. That's the signal. Go back to the cave and rest up for tomorrow. Have a good night's sleep and upload all you've learned today. In offices and retail spaces across the land, we are now working under artificial lights. So all day we are fighting against the melatonin and offset circadian rhythm. A sugary donut or 10 espressos won't fix that. What we need is 15 minutes of blue wave, outside the premises, in the car park, if not the factory garden. Okay, doesn't have to be a garden at work, but boy will that do wonders for us. Improved air quality translates to a more alert and productive worker. Forget about the ping pong table, swings and bouncy beanbags, and install a plantscape timeout space, or even a workplace garden or allotment. In Germany, if you do a new build, what you displace from the ground, you put on the roof. So the meadow buttercups or autumn crocuses that are lifted to lay the foundations get repositioned on the rooftop garden. Maybe the frog won't necessarily make it up to 20 floors, but some biodiversity will colonise it. And then it's there for us to use to sit back and enjoy the beauty of it all. Some companies are really embracing the idea. Apple Park in California has a ratio of 20 to 80 built area to landscape. The vast multi-billion dollar site includes orchards and more than 90,000 newly planted trees. Software firm SAS in North Carolina sits on a 900-acre site with woodland, lakes and a deer park. And then there's the smaller scale award-winning rooftop garden, complete with vegetable beds tended by staff of Nomura's Riverside offices in London. Maybe we're finally beginning to see Morris's dream come to life.